Thank you. And our next presenter is Nadia Islam, who is on the faculty of NYU School of Medicine. She's the Deputy Director of the Center for the Study of Asian American Health, which is an NIH-funded health disparities research center. So, Nadia.
Good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Nadia, and the title of my presentation is Their Health in Their Pockets, Strategic Decision-Making Processes of Worker Centers in the Public Health Arena. And what I'm going to present today is actually based on my dissertation work. As our moderator mentioned, I'm with NYU School of Medicine, the Center for the Study of Asian American Health. I'm also the current chair of the Asian Pacific Islander Caucus, so I'm just going to put in a quick plug for our caucus. If you'd like any information or have any questions afterwards, I'd be happy to answer. So some background on my study. As we all know, nonprofit organizations have played an increasingly important role in organizing racial and ethnic minority groups in the United States. My study really focuses on a particular kind of organization, the worker center. And worker centers, to this group I don't really have to explain, but have really emerged in the last 20 years and can be defined as community-based mediating institutions that provide support to low-wage immigrant workers. Finally, there is also little documented on the various strategies that worker centers use in addressing health issues in particular, so my study contributes to that. I had two overall goals with my dissertation research, and these were to understand two things. One was, how and why do multi-ethnic worker centers in New York City organize workers around the issues of health and healthcare? And I also looked at the strategic decision-making processes of these worker centers, particularly in the public health arena. So due to time constraints today, I'm really going to focus on the first question, the one highlighted in red. So my study is relevant for several reasons. One is that it really contributes to our understanding of worker centers and their roles in the labor movement. There's currently only one national study of worker centers that was conducted by Janice Fine in 2006. And there's very little examination of health campaigns that labor groups are engaged in. And while there have been many studies looking at the impact of the changing workforce on health status and access, there are few studies to examine efforts to ameliorate the situation. My study is particularly relevant to the current context of immigrants and immigration in the U.S. As we know, work is a primary dimension of immigrants' lives, so understanding how organizations organize immigrant communities along the dimension of work is very important. So in terms of my methodology, I utilized a qualitative case study methodology, and qualitative research is particularly useful for allowing us to examine the role of context in the work that we're studying. My study had three phases of simultaneous ongoing data collection. My primary method was participant observation, and this included 9 months of participant observation in each of my two case study sites. This was conducted between July 2004 and August 2005. I also supplemented my study with key informant interviews with individuals that were part of the labor movement in New York City, as well as oral history interviews with members and staff of each of the worker centers that were part of my study. My participant observation was very participatory in nature. I really worked closely with each of the organizations to assist in the implementation of the health campaigns that they were working on, which really allowed me to understand, you know, the processes of how they engaged in their campaigns. Okay, so the two cases of my study are the New York Taxi Workers Alliance and the Restaurant Opportunities Center of New York. Just to give you a little bit of background on each center, the New York Taxi Workers Alliance was formed in 1998. They actually became formalized after the historic strike that they organized. If any of you were in New York in 98 at that time, you would have had a hard time finding a cab. The Taxi Workers Alliance represents the over 40,000 yellow cab drivers in New York City. Taxi workers are a multi-ethnic workforce, very diverse workforce, but a large percentage of taxi drivers are of South Asian descent, from India, Bangladesh, and Pakistan in particular. A primary goal of the Taxi Workers Alliance is to work with taxi drivers who are really qualified as independent contractors. And this brings in a unique facet to the work that they do, because taxi drivers are technically considered their own employers. However, the taxi industry is highly regulated by both city regulatory agencies as well as public-private partnerships in New York City. And I'll talk about how that really affects the type of organizing that they do. My second case was the Restaurant Opportunity Center of New York, ROC New York. ROC was formed in, that was formed in 2001, following the tragedy of the World Trade Center. There was a restaurant on top of the World Trade Center entitled Windows on the World, and so clearly many workers lost their lives that day. Many more workers were displaced from the restaurant industry workforce. So actually, Unite HERE approached a restaurant organizer as well as another woman who was organizing in New York City to establish a temporary help center to help displaced restaurant workers find jobs. Well, that sort of temporary center turned into a much larger vision and project, and that was to create ROC New York. The restaurant industry represents about 165,000 workers in New York City. It's very much a multi-ethnic workforce. Unlike the taxi industry, the employee-employer relationship is more traditional. However, it's a largely segregated industry in terms of front of the house and back of the house positions within the restaurant industry. And ROC New York uses that as a primary dimension along which they organize. So what I did is really engage in a comparative analysis between the two organizations. And my dimensions of comparison, including looking at which stakeholders each of the organizations negotiated with, what was the social and political context among which each of these organizations emerged, what was the history of each of these organizations, looking at the characteristics of the industry, and also looking at organizational structure. So a particularly important aspect of my research is looking at how the characteristics of the workforce influence organizing strategies. So as I mentioned, taxi drivers are independent contractors that, according to the NLRB, cannot officially be represented as a union, For this reason, TWA's mission is really to reconceptualize what it means to be an independent contractor and to really seek to establish what they call an alternative union to represent the rights of taxi drivers. The restaurant workers, on the other hand, do have a union that represents them, Unite HERE, although less than 2% of immigrant workers are actually unionized. ROC New York, therefore, is not really seeking to create a union. Rather, they'd like to position themselves as industry experts. What they argue is that the restaurant industry is segregated into front of the house and back of the house positions, and their vision is to ensure that the back of the house workers, primarily immigrant workers, are equally represented in the industry. Okay, so I'm going to give you a quick overview of the health campaigns of each of these organizations. So the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, TWA, has several components to their health campaign. One is direct service delivery, and this includes service delivery through health fairs, which is a primary way that they reach out to their workers. And as you can imagine, taxi driving is a very strenuous, mobile type of job, so it's very difficult to capture a time when taxi drivers are available. So TWA has developed an innovative strategy of reaching out to drivers at airport holding lots, where they're often stuck, basically, for 3 to 4 hours at a time. And so they've used those venues to organize workers and to provide direct service delivery. As a result of the health fairs, TWA has realized that establishing a health clinic at the airport holding lot sites could be a key way to providing access to care for these drivers. So they're currently in the development of a health clinic at the JFK airport holding lot site. Another major issue for taxi drivers and most immigrant workers is a lack of access to care. And so TWA has developed a health insurance campaign, which includes enrollment of taxi drivers, eligible taxi drivers, into government-sponsored programs. And then a more legislative strategy of pursuing the establishment of an owner-sponsored health insurance fund that they are currently working on. Rock New York also has several components to their health campaigns, and these include the following. The first is, as I said, they were only established in 2001, and a major focus of their work in the first few years was to really focus on research and documentation of the restaurant industry in New York, and in particular, the very heavily immigrant-centered aspects of the restaurant industry. They've conducted a survey of 500 restaurant workers, and from that survey have developed two reports entitled Behind the Kitchen Door and Dining Out, Dining Healthy, really examining the occupational health and safety issues that are faced by workers in the industry, as well as labor and discrimination issues. Another component of their work is to create a worker-owned and led cooperative restaurant. The restaurant, which is entitled Colors, was established in 2003, and clearly the restaurant has many objectives in terms of being a cooperative restaurant, but one of the objectives is to really create a model of ergonomic best practices that they would then like to really share with the rest of the industry to show employers that there is a way to be able to create a healthy and safe environment for workers. And finally, another aspect of Rock New York's health campaign is to pursue legislation. And this legislation, which is actually currently being introduced in the City Council, is to make a connection between labor and health. So what the legislation proposes to do is to revoke restaurants' health licenses if they've been violation of labor laws. Okay, so as I said, one of the main questions that I want to look at today is how and why do multi-ethnic worker centers in New York City organize workers around the issue of health? And to do this, it's useful to look at the idea of frames. So for those of you who have studied social movements, the idea of frames are action-oriented sets of beliefs and meanings that inspire and legitimate activities and campaigns of a social movement organization. So frames really get at the how and why of, you know, what organizations are doing. What I found in my research is that worker centers use the health frame in response to two things. One is in response to the needs of their constituents, the needs of their members. And then the other is because health really is a politically viable issue, and they've used that strategically in their work. So I'll give some examples of each of these. In regards to responding to health as a constituent need, the organizations I spoke with saw health as a benefit that they could provide to members, and they also saw health as a way, as an organizing tool that they could strategically use. And I'll just share some quotes and notes from my field research to demonstrate this. So in the Taxi Workers Alliance, in regards to looking at health as a benefit, one of the informants that I spoke to said, what we want to do is offer the things that everyone takes for granted, health and benefits. Another example, this is from my field notes, Payer V, who's the lead organizer in the organization, tells me that the good thing was that at the night meeting, which was their membership meeting, the drivers decided to prioritize the health campaign. Actually, she explained, they first prioritized the lease violation campaign and then the health campaign. Everyone supported the idea of trying to develop a plan with HHC, which is their health insurance plan. And she laughed, saying that drivers told her she didn't need their support, she needed their blessing, because they knew it would be a hard fight and very laden with bureaucracy. So as an example of health as an organizing tool, both of the organizations that I spoke with really talked about this over and over again, that health is a very useful way to organize workers, particularly disenfranchised workers. This is an example. One of my informants says, of course we think that screenings are important. She's referring to health screenings at health fairs. Many drivers don't have access to regular checkups, and through partnerships we are able to offer a lot of specialty screenings that some drivers may never have access to. But for us, the health fairs are really an outreach tool. There is no shop floor for taxi drivers. The airports are one of the only locations where there are hundreds of drivers present at a time that we can reach out to. And some examples from Rock New York. In regards to health as a benefit, and this is where I got the title for my dissertation, one of the informants I talked to said, you talk to them about things that really matter to them, their health, their wages, their pockets, and their health. It's the two things that people want. And you want what you want, to be healthy, and you want to have money, and that's what we fight for the most. And similarly, I'm not going to read all of these for the sake of time, but looking at health as an organizing tool, the folks that I spoke to at Rock New York really talked about using the health surveys in particular as a really useful way to engage with workers, particularly to, you know, start that conversation with workers who may have discomfort in terms of organizing. Okay. But clearly health is not the only issue that workers are facing. You know, I think all of our panelists have very aptly described many of the other issues that workers are facing as well. So what my findings indicate is that health is also chosen as a frame due to the perception that it's a politically viable and safe issue. And in particular, they found that health was an issue that resonates politically with other stakeholders that they're engaging with. So for example, for TWA, when they're working on their anti-GPS campaign, which is something that they're pursuing right now, which is very politically controversial, they'll frame it as, we don't want GPS, we want healthcare. So the signs will all be healthcare, not GPS. Another example from Rock New York, they're pursuant to their healthcare campaign, they're also pursuing an anti-discrimination campaign. One aspect of that was doing interviews with employers. So clearly it's difficult to reach out to employers around the issue of discrimination. What they did is reach out to them regarding the issue of health and threw in some discrimination questions in there as well. So they found it, they found a way to sort of disguise the issue. Okay. Another thing that I found through my research is that, is that the organizations, in regards to how they articulate their health campaigns, they both strategically designate what I call victims and villains when it comes to health problems addressing workers in the industry. And I found that this type of framing is really related to the type of organization being built. So at the Taxi Workers Alliance, they really frame health as a benefit, and they frame drivers as victims of lack of access to care. On the other hand, they frame owners as sort of the villains in this game, in that the owners, even though they're not contractually obligated to provide benefits, should be providing benefits to taxi drivers. And this is related to their organization in that they argue building a union will be a way to provide benefits to taxi drivers. Rock New York, on the other hand, frames the issue in a very different way. They frame workers' health as a public health issue. So in that way, they frame both workers and the dining community as victims of bad employment practices, in particular, bad public health practices by owners within restaurants. Okay, did I skip something? All right, well, this is an example from Rock New York's work. As I said, they designate, they make the connection between workers' health and the public health. And they really designate workers as being the victims of this. On the other hand, they also, like Taxi Workers Alliance, designate employers as the victims, but they strategically distinguish between good employers and bad employers. And they've made this distinction between what they call high road practices, good practices within a restaurant, and low road practices, thus clearly delineating that bad employment practices are what need to be changed. So some examples from this, I'll just read the second quote. This is from one of my respondents. The basic equation is that good jobs equal good service. Employers are responsible for creating safe and healthy environments, and when owners respect us and feel that our rights are being upheld, it creates a good environment and thus a healthy environment. So I think I skipped a slide in there, but I'm about out of time, so I'll go to my conclusions. What I found is that the unique ways that each organization frames health is related to the type of organization being built. So TWA organizers have crafted health as a benefit that all workers should have access to. By developing campaigns to help create this access, they're gearing the organization towards becoming a recognized union for drivers. Rock New York, on the other hand, has focused the health frame on the health and safety issues of restaurant workers so as to establish itself as an expert on these issues and create a model of fair working practices for the industry as a whole. So what, you know, the reason, some of the reasons that my study is important is that it really shows that health is an important part of worker center activities. It also demonstrates the relationship between characteristics of the workforce and the development of health health campaigns. And I also show how health frames are used to pursue multiple strategies and meet organizational goals. I'm just going to end with my acknowledgments. I would like to acknowledge especially the members and staff of TWA and ROC New York, as well as my dissertation committee who helped me with this research. Thank you.